Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 23rd, 2023, through Friday, October 27th, 2023. Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Co-founder of multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency scheme OneCoin sentenced to 20 years in prison. Carl Sebastian Greenwood, the co-founder of OneCoin, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for his orchestration of the massive OneCoin fraud scheme. OneCoin, which began operations in 2014 and was based in Sofia, Bulgaria, marketed and sold a fraudulent cryptocurrency by the same name through a global multi-level marketing network. As a result of misrepresentations that Greenwood and co-founder Ruja Ignatova, aka the Crypto Queen, and others made about OneCoin, millions of victims invested over $4 billion worldwide in the fraudulent cryptocurrency. According to U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, as a founder and leader of OneCoin, Carl Sebastian Greenwood operated one of the largest fraud schemes ever perpetrated. Greenwood and his co-conspirators, including fugitive Ruja Ignatova, conned unsuspecting victims out of billions of dollars with promises of a financial revolution and claims that OneCoin would be the Bitcoin killer. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. U.S. attorney announces charges against five individuals for over $20 million healthcare fraud, money laundering, and kickback scheme. Acupuncturist Junyai Liu, aka Jenny, Hongxing Wang, physical therapist Jonathan Laquai, and Mitzi Baldovino, an insurance company employee Victor Mann, aka Mr. Wen, were charged by superseding indictment with operating an over $20 million healthcare fraud scheme at medical offices in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. The offices. As part of the fraud scheme, Wang referred patients to the offices in exchange for kickbacks and also assisted in paying kickbacks to the patients, the paid patients, who were insured by Medicare and/or other insurance providers. The defendants and their co-conspirators then billed the insurance providers for physical therapy and acupuncture services that were unnecessary or never performed. Liu was additionally charged with unlawful enriching herself and a family member through a COVID-19 unemployment benefit scheme. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. Russian malware developer pleads guilty to conspiracy to commit wire and computer fraud. Dary Pankov has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit access device fraud and computer fraud. According to the plea agreement, Pankov developed a malicious software program named Nullbrute. The powerful malware was capable of compromising protected computers by decrypting login credentials, such as passwords. Pankov used Nullbrute to obtain the login credentials of tens of thousands of computers located all over the world. He marketed and sold, and had others sell on his behalf, Nullbrute to other cyber criminals for a fee. Pankov sold the stolen login credentials on a dark web website that specialized in the purchase and sale of access to compromised computers. Once sold, those credentials were used to facilitate a wide range of illegal activity, including ransomware attacks and tax fraud. Pankov listed the credentials of more than 35,000 compromised computers for sale on the website and obtained more than $350,000 in illicit proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, October 26th, 2023. Maryland and Virginia men facing federal charges for fraudulently obtaining more than $550,000 in COVID-19 CARES Act unemployment insurance benefits using the personal information of identity theft victims. Michael Cooley Jr., a.k.a. Five Mike Musk, Michael White, Isaiah Lewis, a.k.a. Zay, and Alonzo Brown, were charged by superseding indictment with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft relating to the submission of fraudulent claims for unemployment insurance benefits under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act, enacted to provide emergency financial assistance to Americans suffering from economic effects caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the superseding indictment, from at least June 2020 through March 2021, the defendants used the personal identifiable information of identity theft victims, such as name, date of birth, and social security numbers, to file online unemployment insurance applications to Maryland and California using anonymous email addresses to obscure their identities and avoid detection. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, October 27th, 2023. North Carolina man and woman plead guilty to roles in counterfeit currency conspiracy. Crystal Wilkes and Jamarcus Harris of North Carolina each pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States. Wilkes and Harris admitted their roles in a conspiracy to create and pass counterfeit United States currency. According to court documents and statements made in court, on October 12, 2022, Wilkes and Harris traveled with two of their co-conspirators from North Carolina to West Virginia. Wilkes and Harris admitted they passed counterfeit $100 bills at businesses in Beckley, Fayetteville, and Somersville. Wilkes, Harris, and their co-conspirators rented a room that evening at a Somersville hotel where they attempted to create new counterfeit United States currency. Wilkes and Harris admitted that their counterfeiting process involving bleaching $1 bills, scanning a genuine $100 bill, and printing the resulting image on the bleach bills. Source: U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of West Virginia, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.